Fortunately, we had to practice inside. I think it was a smart thing to do with the weather the way it is. And just like anything, the players need to learn how to do it inside with close quarters and lots of bodies, and worked on the red zone. And so we'll solidify who's going to be playing in the game here this afternoon based on some of the guys that are nicked up, and we'll get ready to go play Green Bay.
Hello and welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Jameer Howerton with your training camp update for August 14th. As Coach mentioned, practices were indoors today due to the rain. After practice, Coach Sherman spoke about what he expects to see from Brandon Weeding in this week's game against the Green Bay Packers.
In all the preseason games, you like to see efficiency. You like to see completions. You like to see if the ball's thrown downfield. Again, you get completions. You obviously want to score points. But you want to see the quarterback, of course, manage scoring drives and do it efficiently.
Weeden also stressed the importance of game management and capitalizing on scoring opportunities.
No, I think there's a fine line. I mean, you got to know situation. You got to know who your guy is, what route they're running. I mean, there's a lot of things that weigh into it. But down the red zone, I mean, the backs are open a lot. I mean, and 3 points is not the end of the world. Yeah, we all want to get 7 points. I mean, that's the moral story. I mean, I want to score every time we touch the football. But you know, sometimes the defense wins. Sometimes you have to tip your cap. It sucks. But sometimes they win in a possession, and you just got to take your pride and take 3 points. But like I said, you guys have seen me enough in practice. I'm not as scared to throw the ball toward the back end of them.
This week on Browns Insider, we break down the matchup against the Green Bay Packers. Here's an exclusive preview of my conversation with Andre Knott. Andre, you look at this Packers defense, and we all know that Dom Capers likes to dial up some blitzes. What can this young Browns offense see?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because last week you go to Detroit, and they play a different defense with their ends playing real wide. Now you're going to go against Dom Capers, and you're right. Dom Capers last year, if you remember, Jameer, we played Green Bay, and we were all worried about the blitz, and they didn't blitz. And Colt McCoy had a lot of success against that defense. So they're going to blitz this week, probably. And I think it'll be good for Mitchell Schwartz. I think it'll be good for a lot of these younger offensive linemen to see a 3-4 defense with that type of blitz packages, because it's familiar to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's where Dom Capers comes from. So that'll be a great test for the Browns offensive line.
And, Andre, offensively and defensively, what would you like to see from this Browns unit as they take the next step in the progression of training camp?
Well, I think we want to see, I mean, start with the offense. I think you want to see Brandon Weeden become comfortable in his settings and what he's doing and what they're asking him to do. And I think when he plays an extended amount of time, I think just as much as we say we want to see Brandon Weeden be, you know, comfortable, I think the coaching staff wants to find out what Brandon is best at. And I think that makes the rest of the offense kind of fall in line. I think defensively, you're going to see a lot of young linebackers play because of some of the injuries and some of the other things that are going on with the team. I think this is a great test for them because, as you said, they're going to go against Aaron Rodgers and they're going to get a lot of different looks. You're going to find out a lot about your linebacking core this weekend because a lot's been thrown at them, but now you're going to be able to put them in the field. I think a guy like L.J. Fort, who seems to be around the ball a lot, I think this will be a great test to see what he'll be like against some big-time pro players.
For the rest of this preview and more, be sure to tune in to Browns Insider this Wednesday on Sports Time Ohio. And for your latest Browns training camp news, be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.
Browns fans, unite with the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app and the new official iPad app. Both are available for a free download. The official mobile app and iPad app allow you to stay connected to your favorite team through news, team information, photos, and exclusive live video and audio streaming on the go. Unite! Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.